From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Residents in the Carolinas northward are under warnings to stay alert for Hurricane Earl. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felken says it may hit the U.S. coast later this week as a much stronger storm.
Earl is a solid Category 3 hurricane right now, and we do expect it to grow stronger up to at least a Category 4 hurricane sometime tonight or tomorrow. And we do expect it to remain a major hurricane as it's off the U.S. East Coast. So this is not a system that's going to die as it parallels the coast at all. It will remain a very powerful hurricane.
Some communities along the East Coast are still getting dangerous rip currents from Hurricane Danielle, though it is weakening far out in the Atlantic. Consumer spending is picking up, or so says the Commerce Department, which finds that in July, spending rose at its fastest pace in months. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that's in part because incomes were also slightly higher.
Consumer spending was up 0.4% last month. That's the highest reading since March. The Commerce Department also said personal income increased 0.2% in July. But overall, with the job market showing little improvement, consumers have kept spending levels low. The economy has been caught in a stagnant cycle of little spending and little hiring, which in turn keeps spending low. That is why economists and investors are keeping a close eye on new employment reports due Friday morning. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
NATO officials in Afghanistan have ordered an investigation into the reported killing of civilians during a raid in a northern province earlier this month. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul that an earlier military review found helicopters in that attack failed to hit their intended mark.
In the first review, U.S. military investigators found that rounds from the coalition helicopters fell short and struck the wrong buildings. The new investigation will try and determine what happened to civilians who may have been in those buildings. Afghan officials have said the night raid killed 8 civilians. Civilian casualties caused by the international coalition are driving a growing wedge between NATO and the Afghan people. President Hamid Karzai has repeatedly demanded that the international military coalition change its strategy here so that innocent people are better protected. Also, in the eastern city of Jalalabad, a bomb planted on the car of a district chief exploded as he drove into a government compound to attend a security meeting. District Chief Saeed Mohammad Palawan was killed, and as many as 5 of his bodyguards were wounded. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Separately, NATO reports 7 American service members were killed today in 2 separate bombings. The world's airlines are making a profit again. The International Air Transport Association says 47 major carriers posted a nearly $4 billion net profit in the second quarter. Dow's down 65. This is NPR. 7-time Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens is being arraigned today on federal charges. At a federal courthouse just blocks from the U.S. Capitol, Clemens stands accused of lying to Congress about whether he used performance-enhancing drugs. The 48-year-old sports star faces 6 counts of making false statements, perjury, and obstruction of Congress. Clemens is expected to plead not guilty. After his indictment, he said he looked forward to challenging the government and asked people to keep an open mind. The man accused of shooting and killing a Utah sheriff's deputy has been captured. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports the suspect surrendered without incident after a massive manhunt.
Authorities captured Scott Curley outside a home in Kanab, Utah, early this morning. Law enforcement officials say nearly 20 officers descended upon the home after the owner called to say a man with a rifle slung over his shoulder was trying to break in. Curley is accused of shooting and killing Utah Sheriff's Deputy Brian Harris while running from officers after an apparent robbery. Authorities say the 23-year-old lay in wait for Harris under a tree and shot him with a high-powered scope rifle. Federal and local law enforcement officers had been searching for Curley in a vast desert region near the Arizona-Utah border for several days before his capture. The victim, 41-year-old Brian Harris, was a Gulf War veteran and the father of 2 daughters. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Another mayor in Mexico has been killed in the country's growing drug violence along the Mexico-U.S. border, and his predecessor was also assassinated 2 weeks ago in Tamaulipas. It's the same place where authorities found the bodies of 72 migrants last week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.